Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the ITB News Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Outhwaite. Each episode, we're going to be bringing you some of the top travel news stories from around the world, as well as bringing you up to date with all that's happening with ITB Berlin. Now, the theme of this episode is medical and health tourism, and we have an exclusive interview for you with Simone Zagrodnik, and she is the Executive Director of the European Historic Thermal Towns Association. But before we get stuck into that fascinating interview, let's hear some news. It was officially announced that Georgia will be hosting the 2023 Freestyle Ski and Snowboard World Championship in Bakuriani. The country's snow-capped mountains, spanning 1,200 kilometres, are one of its greatest assets, along with its ancient culture, delicious food and winemaking traditions and hospitality. The Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Economy and Sustainable Development of Georgia said, "Hosting World Championships in Bakuriani is one of the most important events and achievements for our country, which contributes not only to the economic development of these resorts, but also to the refinement of winter sports, the promotion of a healthy lifestyle, and the development of tourism and infrastructure." Georgia is the official host country of ITB Berlin 2023 and is already gearing up for next year's show, where it will be hosting the official ITB Berlin 2023 opening gala and where it will be strongly represented with a stand at Hub 27. Equality in Tourism International is proud to launch the Award for Commitment to Gender Equality. This international award is the first of its kind, and it recognises tourism organisations that display excellence in their commitment to gender equality. It aims to drive improvement and celebrate success, encouraging tourism businesses to integrate gender equality into their policies and work practices. The 2023 judging panel features Dr. Stroma Cole, Maud Masiyiwa, Lucy Ferguson and Rika Jean-Francois. The application deadline is the 17th of January 2023, and the award will be presented to the winners on the 8th of March 2023 at ITB Berlin, the world's biggest tourism trade fair. The Global Wellness Summit showcased top 9 spectacular wellness and spa destinations. Germany, Israel, the USA, Mexico, the Philippines and Thailand were the countries in the spotlight at the Global Wellness Summit 2022 in Tel Aviv. Delegates of the Global Wellness Summit were invited to a presentation where 9 of the most exceptional wellness and spa resort destinations across the world were revealed. The GWS 2022 is considered the most prestigious conference in the $4.4 trillion wellness sector. Susie Ellis, the Global Wellness Summit Chair and CEO, stated that "we always give Global Wellness Summit delegates, which includes influencers, innovators and thought leaders from the wellness, medical, scientific, tech, hospitality and investment worlds, a first look at our annual wellness property showcase. This year they have also created an easy to navigate digital version of the showcase that is available online to all. And this is a great resource for anyone looking to understand and explore the wellness destinations and communities that are driving the explosive wellness tourism and wellness real estate sectors." Continuing with our theme of health and wellness tourism, this episode's interview is with Simone Zagrodnik, and she is the Executive Director of the European Historic Thermal Towns Association. Now, Simone studied business and tourism at the Cologne Business School, graduating in 2002, with a specialisation in destination marketing and a special interest in ecotourism. After having engaged and participated in the development of the European Historic Thermal Towns Association from a member's perspective for almost a decade, Simone was appointed as Executive Director for EHTTA in 2020. Thank you so much for your time today, Simone. Really great to have you here.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
So first of all, could you tell us a little bit about the European route of historic thermal towns? How are you promoting wellness and thermal tourism?
So the European route, we are a cultural route of the Council of Europe, which means that our towns, in this case, our association, we are standing for European heritage that really needs to be shared and that has had a certain impact also on the development of culture and heritage in Europe. And now specifically speaking of spa towns, they are certainly very important to the development, because also in tourism, because the development of tourism in Europe actually started with travel to thermal towns. So Thomas Cook, the first packages sold, of course, people were traveling for health reasons, for well-being reasons. That was actually how tourism started to develop. And our spa towns, I think, have been destinations of tourism for centuries.
How many towns do you have included in the historic thermal towns at the moment?
At the moment, we are 49 towns. Wow. In 18 countries. But among those is actually one town in Brazil, which we are calling an international partner. So 48 towns in Europe in 17 European countries.
Fantastic. Do you look to expand as well to different areas?
Yes, we are really trying to expand, and there is a special interest also in the east of Europe, where also the tradition of spa towns and the heritage is really great. So we are expecting to develop further, and actually just lately we welcomed our latest member from Ukraine.
Fantastic. I understand your membership has grown as well. Could you provide us with just a brief overview? Who are the main players and the new markets?
So as I just mentioned, so Ukraine has been the latest addition. We actually have in France 11 spa towns as members, and in Italy 7. So those are the biggest groups that are in the association. Actually, it's from Portugal all the way to Georgia, Turkey, and as I mentioned, Ukraine, that the association and the network is about.
And what about visitors? Where do you find that the majority of your tourists come from?
In general, we have to say that it's very much also national markets, because the health system, you know, the social securities and the health insurance systems in the countries, of course, have always attracted the national visitors. And this is what our spa towns are mostly about. But certainly there is within Europe, neighboring countries, there are very strong markets, probably the German speaking markets, because mm-hmm. they are really with a great potential. And neighboring countries, if you think about France, it's Belgium, Netherlands, so certainly that. And what we have actually tried to start to develop this year is now also focusing on the North American market. Attracting North American travelers, because if you imagine the combination or spa towns in general with the well-being and health medical product is certainly something to look closer at.
Indeed. I'd love to know a little bit about some of the treatments on offer. What are some of the health and wellness treatments that one could come and receive, and which are some of the most popular ones?
Oh, you know, this is a tricky question for spa towns, because the range is so big. And of course, it all starts with our waters. So the waters are different for different treatments. And you have destinations, you have spa towns that are specialized for skincare, for example. Where the water is different than water that where you, for example, treat blood pressure, you know, a certain kind of diseases. So the variety of destinations is the same with a variety of waters that are used. Also for the drinking cure, which is also a really particular and special part of spa towns, traditions and treatments. Then, for example, we have towns where there are special treatments with mud. So mud treatments, if you have a mud bath in a country, or some fango, you know, with thermal water. So that is all included in our package.
Sounds like you have a lot to offer. So what do travelers or consumers expect from their health and wellness experiences, and how is this changing?
I think just by tradition and by history, of course, people travel to a spa town to get a certain treatment, what I just mentioned, looking for specialization. I think what has been changing is before it was more about medical treatments only. And now it has changed to be more the search for well-being aspects. And if we are just now looking at the opportunities that came for all the towns with the pandemic, that people suddenly started to look at this natural heritage or this natural component to see, I really would like to do something for my health, which is more prevention now. Then not only treating the sick, and I think this is also the challenge, and this is again the change in the spa towns. So many people still have the picture of, they are treating the sick, which is not true. It's of course treating diseases or helping people, but there's so much about prevention and well-being. And I think this is now really the part where it is changing now and for the future, and also the need to convince, especially maybe young people, that this is something, you do something really good right now and prevent sickness and not only treat.
Well, bearing this in mind, a little bit of a challenging question, but how do you see the medical and health tourism segment evolving within the tourism industry over the next 5 years?
Well, referring to what I just said, there is really a good potential and a wide range of possibilities to develop for the destinations. The spa towns specifically, of course, they have the challenge that they have this historic component, that cultural tourism also plays a big part, which is a good chance to combine in the future the experience for the travelers. You have this well-being and health component, but you can combine it with a culture, with the experience. So probably this is something that will develop in a very positive way, so they can develop better products, combining certain experiences, be it gastronomy or active tourism in combination with well-being and health. The other challenge really is that they are seeking and needing new investments to have better potential and the better development and new investments for their thermal baths, for example, which in many cases are historic baths, for example. So this is why great potential, but many challenges and also big opportunities in the next years to come. And it probably needs a lot more of support from regional, but especially national tourist boards, and also from the, let's say, from a political side, that all these destinations can really develop further.
You mentioned young people as well. Do you think we're going to continue to see a lot of younger people visiting the thermal towns?
Yes, and that's something that I know from many of our members, that they are specifically trying to attract young people, with certain marketing campaigns or products. And there are really some great examples we are having. And that is really needed because it's changing. And as I mentioned before, the towns and the destinations, they need the young to develop.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Simone. I'll have to plan my own visit to come and visit.
Yes, please. And thanks for having me. And you're welcome all the time.
Thank you very much to Simone Zagrodnik for that fascinating interview. Unfortunately, that is about all we've got time for on this episode of the ITB News Podcast. I do hope you've enjoyed it. And if you have, make sure to like, share and subscribe. And for more updates about ITB, as well as news from around the world of travel, do visit news.itb.com.